the event is in aid of prostate cancer, and our aim is clearly to raise as much money as we can on the day. Entry is going to be free for everybody, so that we really want as many people from Harbour and the surrounding areas to come along and have a great day out and watch a bit of walking football, see celebrities playing walking football, some of whom have not played it before, but also some very accomplished players, and also to have a great time. There's food, there's drink, there's a huge tombola with prizes worth something like in excess of £1,500, they're worth £40-50 each. And you've got a reasonable chance of winning, because I think it's about 1 in 6 chance of winning a prize. We've also got, we'll hopefully have celebrities walking around as well. You'll be able to get pictures with them. There's a lot going on that particular day. And we're expecting perhaps between 500 and 1,000 people to come along. Walking football in the UK is the fastest growing sport. I think they're now well in excess of 1,000 clubs, possibly up to 2,000 clubs. Each club probably has a membership of minimum 50. Many of them got about 120 to 140. And we've been encouraged to raise money for prostate cancer. And we all know the issues regarding prostate cancer, particularly for men. We decided to have a go at this and to do it in a rather different way from other clubs, who are just simply asking players to come along and play for 20, not players to play for 24 hours, but players to play for an hour at a time, and a number of people come along. In our case, ours is really structured. We've got an over 50 tournament happening in the morning from 10 o'clock till 12:30. And that includes an England team and four other of the best teams in the UK. At lunchtime, around 12:45, we actually have a celebrity team playing a kick it out cancer team. And the celebrities include people you will all know. Matty Elliott from ex-Leicester City, played for Scotland. He played 300 games for the Foxes. And also Julian White, who I think we all know from Tigers. He's going to play. We've got a rather older gentleman from the Tigers who was a winger called Tim Barnwell. We've got a leading member of the current Harbour Town football team. And we've got a lady called Nikki Davis, who plays walking football for England. And myself, and she is 58, and myself, and I play for England over 70s. We've got others joining us as well, so I expect we'll have 7 or 8 players playing for the celebrity team. And then in the afternoon, we've got an over 60s tournament, which will feature 12 teams. That will be for anybody over 60, which means we will have 70, 75-year-olds playing, we'll have ladies playing, but it's a tournament. But rather more fun tournament than in the morning, which is serious. So if you want to see what walking football is really all about, it would be worth coming along. And we really hope that not only will we raise money for prostate cancer, but we're also going to encourage and hopefully gain new members for Harbour Hornets. We've been in existence right from the outset of walking football. Probably some 12, 13 years ago, and we built our club. We have community football for members, and we play on a Monday and a Wednesday. But we also have league teams. We play in a number of leagues at all levels, from over 50 up to over 65. And we're now forming an over 70 team, and we have internationals playing for us as well. So you can play this at any age level. And any ability. It's a great game. I've played right from the outset, and you know, you meet new people. It's like going back to your youth, really, when you were part of a football team or any other team. It really doesn't matter what your ability is. Just come along and enjoy it. But I think if you see it and you see it played properly, you'll want to play it yourself. What I haven't mentioned is during the day, between 11 and 3 o'clock. We have three local groups and singers playing, because they'll be appearing on the Harbour FM stage. So that'll give them a chance to showcase their talents as well. And we also have stalls, face painting, bouncy castles, all sorts of things for the kids as well. Lots of food and drink. It's going to be a great day. And I encourage people from Harbour to really come along.